This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The internet search engine Google has announced plans for a long-awaited public stock offering. Google's debut as a public company will be the biggest technology IPO since the bursting of the tech bubble more than 4 years ago. The stock sale is expected to raise $2.7 billion in cash for the company while making fortunes for the founders and their early financial backers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on what it might mean for other companies testing the public market.
The financial world has been eagerly anticipating Google's announcement, but many other companies have already gone ahead with their own public offerings, taking advantage of a rising stock market and growing public confidence. Renaissance Capital says 32 companies went public in the first 3 months of the year. Kathy Smith, an analyst at the firm in Greenwich, Connecticut, says that's an eightfold increase from the same period a year ago.
This is a very much improved year of IPO activity, and the drought is behind us.
There are still far fewer companies going public than in the bubble years of 1999 and 2000, but the pace is beginning to approach that of more normal years. Many of the new IPOs are not tech firms, but traditional companies that run natural gas pipelines or sell women's shoes. Smith says professional investors are already paying more attention to this IPO market, and a public offering from Google may draw even wider interest in new stocks.
The Google IPO, the main benefit of it will be that I think it will wake up individual investors to the fact that this is something that maybe they might want to take a look at again.
Of course, lots of individual investors got burned buying IPOs during the technology bubble, even as some company founders and venture capitalists got rich and investment bankers collected huge fees. Since then, investment banks have paid $1.4 billion and adopted a variety of reforms to settle complaints that overhyping stock analysts helped blow up the bubble. One of the biggest fines was paid by Credit Suisse First Boston, one of two banks tapped to lead Google's IPO. Credit Suisse's former technology star Frank Quattrone is now on trial for the second time for obstruction of justice. Securities law professor James Cox of Duke University expects Wall Street to be more careful this time around, especially with a high-profile offering like Google's.
I think this is a good time for investors, and I think this is going to be a much fairer market than we saw in the late 90s.
Half the companies going public so far this year are profitable, up from just a quarter during the bubble years. Mark Jensen, who directs venture capital services at Deloitte, says Google epitomizes this new breed of IPO.
Google is not a concept. It's a real company with a well-diversified revenue stream. And, you know, those are the kind of companies investors find attractive, really, in any market.
Investing in IPOs is still risky, though. Companies that went public in the first quarter of the year saw their stock prices jump by an average of 13% on their first day of trading. But IPO investors who missed that critical first day's gain typically lost money for the quarter as a whole. Renaissance Capital Smith says while shares of newly public companies can be a good investment, she says they should make up only a fraction of a diversified portfolio.
Google, depending on how they price it, might not turn out to be the best investment. I think it's important to look at what price you're paying, not just whether you've heard of the company.
The $25 billion price tag some analysts are putting on Google is almost as high as General Motors. Some observers think that's too much for a company that could be dethroned by Microsoft, Yahoo, or some newer company that doesn't even exist yet. If they're right, Google might not be the best answer for those searching for a good investment. Scott Horsley, NPR News.